The following is a Bell to Bell B2B audio production. Bell to Bell is one of 50-plus trusted brands within the Investor Brand Network, IBN. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, IBN uses its network of more than 5,000 key distribution outlets, as well as other corporate communication tools, to introduce public and private companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Our reputation for highly efficient communication strategies is based on the experience and relationships our team has in the space. It is Investor Brand Network's unwavering commitment to connect the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following interview may feature a client partner of Investor Brand Network. IBN may have been compensated for the production of this interview. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure. Thank you. And here today is your host, Stuart Smith.
Welcome back, everybody, and thanks so much for making time for us here today for our online business briefing. We appreciate you using us as part of your due diligence when you look at small and microcap stock markets in the market today. And we've got another hot and fresh play that we'd like to put upon your watch list, and that is Delek Holdings Corp. They're traded on the Canadian Securities Exchange under the ticker symbol DELC. And on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol DELCF. Now, if you go to the Investor Brand Network, you can click on the Clients tab and you will find a full profile for this company in alphabetical order. We are lucky enough to be joined by co-founder and chief executive officer for the company, and that's Matt Stang. Matt, welcome to the call and thanks so much for taking time for us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a real pleasure.
Thank you, Matt. Well, listen, let's start with the basic building blocks for your company. Tell us about the business model and the markets you operate in.
Absolutely. So Delek is the world's first psychedelic wellness corporation. We call it three different businesses, but they all kind of create this amazing ecosystem. We have a chain, the largest chain of psychedelic wellness clinics in America, 12 clinics operational today under the Ketamine Wellness Centers and Ketamine Infusion Centers brands. We have Delek Labs, a Health Canada licensed lab in Vancouver with licenses to do scientific research around cannabis, hemp, and psychedelics, doing work for major companies across the space. And we have a media and events platform. Just came back yesterday from the largest psychedelic event in America. It's called Meet Delek. We had our first year. We had over 2,500 people in attendance and some incredible names speaking. And then we have a media platform called Reality Sandwich, which gets a couple hundred thousand people a month looking for information about psychedelics. And that's it.
Outstanding. Well, listeners, learn more about the company at their website. It's a beautiful one, Delek Corp. .com. That's DELICCorp.com. And of course, if you go to the Investor Brand Network, you can learn about this ecosystem, the Delek ecosystem that covers those three main areas that Matt just put out. Matt, as it says here in the profile at Investor Brand Network, the psychedelic renaissance is here. We've seen major news publications like 60 Minutes dive deep into the use of psychedelics. We've seen more people become more accepting of this. Give us your take as you are immersed in this landscape of this incredible, I mean, I guess because we have so many battles with mental disorders here in the United States and globally, of course, it feels as if the time was right for this renaissance. Is that a fair assessment?
100%. Yes. You know, we feel that the time is right now. The mental health crisis is sweeping not only this country, but the world. Last year in America, we had four times the highest amount of suicides ever. So, you know, people are dying, people are hurting, and there's no good methods in the current toolbox of medical technology. And so, as I said, we had Meet Delek, our giant psychedelic wellness event this past weekend. One of the doctors that was on our panels said, the thing that's so exciting with psychedelics is that there are curative numbers, not treatment numbers, but curative numbers, meaning that rather than treating a disease, you are curing it, right? So you look at where we're at with ketamine right now, and the numbers are in the 70s, 80s, sometimes 90% range for actually making people well. Whereas you look at the current crop of pharmaceutical drugs for anxiety, depression, PTSD, and they are only treatments. They only treat you for the 4, 6, 8 hours that the drug itself is active, and then you have to take more. Whereas with a ketamine therapy or psilocybin therapy or MDMA therapy, they have curative rates in the 60, 70, 80% range after a couple of treatments. So you have this amazing new paradigm shift in treating people's mental health. And that's what we're at the forefront of, being the largest chain in America, being a place, you know, we're in 10 states within a fairly close drive to 25 or 30 million people right now. We think it's just very important that people have access to this.
Yeah, those are some good numbers you just gave us. And before I get into some other numbers, it's important to point out, listeners, that mainstream media, as I pointed out with the 60 Minutes piece that was done on psilocybin and the remarkable results, just like you just said, curative results. But you've been featured in Forbes, NBC News, The Joe Rogan Experience, Daily Beast, High Times, and the Dr. Drew podcast. But let's give some of these numbers some focus right now. And this is from, once again, the Investor Brand Network profile page. 32 million people in the United States have used psychedelics at least once. 17% of all Americans between 21 and 64 have used psychedelics at least once. $500 billion is spent on those treatment drugs, those prescription drugs you just pointed out. $238 billion is spent in the U.S. every year on mental health treatments and ancillary services. The anxiety disorder and depression treatment market is estimated at $16 billion. You know, the pandemic did us no favors in this area. In fact, people felt more isolated, put more on an island than ever before. So once again, what an exciting time to be speaking with Delek Holdings Corp. Now, Matt, you are our guest as well as the co-founder and CEO. Let's learn a little bit about you and your background and any other key members of the team you've surrounded yourself with.
Absolutely. So yeah, happy to just kind of talk through me and the team. My background, 20 years in the cannabis industry, was an owner and operator of a company called High Times for many years before we sold it to a private equity group in 2017. My co-founder and wife was one of the original employees at a company called Bulletproof, which is one of the largest health and wellness focused product companies in the space. We have our CMO, Zach Garcia, was the CMO for Bulletproof and took that company from zero to $250 million in sales. On the board, we have Craig Fox, who is the manager of the Grateful Dead, one of the principals at Live Nation, and an incredible background in media and technology, Guggenheim Partners. We have Paul Rosen, who is one of the founders of Kronos Group, one of the largest Canadian licensed producers of cannabis. On the clinic side, our team has 45 years of clinical experience. We have, you know, between the two clinics, we've done over 80,000 treatments of ketamine and been in operations for 11 years. So really, really an incredible team, and we're just so proud of all the folks that we've pulled together to make this a reality. And you know, I think the growth that we see in this industry is just staggering. We're not even in the first inning, right? We're at the playing of the anthem right now. The game hasn't even started. It's so early, but we just have this massive infrastructure and lead, and really believe having that largest chain in America gives us so much room to grow and build on this psychedelic revolution.
Great point, great analogy. The Delek ecosystem at first blush might strike you as, okay, where does media fit in with health and science? Then you just gave us the management team and its background, as well as some of your board members. You're all seasoned veterans on the media side of this business. So my question is, someone new to your company, obviously being well-versed in this media space and having the ability to get your message out there to a broad audience, that's a big part of things. So much so, how are all these parts going to play together? What's your vision, Matt?
Yeah, sure. So the latest acquisition was KWC. We actually closed it today. So that's the chain of 10 ketamine clinics across 8 states. And I think, you know, this year we've managed to both open and close 3 acquisitions. So that's Delek Labs, Ketamine Infusion Centers, and Ketamine Wellness Centers. And, you know, really, really feel incredibly blessed to have been able to put this whole team together and really build a business that has a not only a bunch of awesome people, but real revenue, right? We see this as not a 7 to 10 year hope and pray that a novel molecule will become a blockbuster drug and we burn hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars to become that company. We're for the now, but we're also for the future. So, you know, what we've built has a run rate at the end of this year that will be around $10 million and has the growth potential to get up to $20 to $30 million by the end of next year if we can open the clinics we're planning on. And so we really think it's a real now business, but it also gives us a fantastic lead because in the end, any of these novel compounds that come online, so psilocybin, MDMA, all these things that are in phase 3 clinical trials, they'll need clinics to dispense the medicine. And we'll have the largest chain of clinics in America with a national presence and a national marketing campaign and people, patients who have gotten safe and effective treatment from us who know that we're a trusted name for these treatments. And so I think that's really what excites me about 2021. And for 2022, it's just, I think, just so much growth potential. I think there's so many people who don't even know that this is out there, right? I've had this conversation over and over again where people are like, I can do that. I can go get ketamine therapy for my anxiety, for my depression, for my treatment-resistant depression, for my PTSD, for my addiction, obsessive compulsive, you know, there's so many things that it works wonders for. And there's, you know, 90% of the population has no idea that it's available. So it's just such a huge growth area. And there's just so much awareness yet to be driven. And as you said, it all these places are already talking about it, but it still is just trickling into the mainstream world. So we think there's so much more growth to come.
Yeah, let me give you the dateline and the headline of that news Matt referenced. That's Tuesday, November 9th. Delek completes acquisition of Ketamine Wellness Centers, becomes largest psychedelic wellness chain in the United States. Well, listeners, once again, we are speaking with co-founder and CEO Matt Stang of course, we are speaking to Delek Holdings Corp. Matt, you've given us a strong foundation for your company as well as a management team that is diversified and immersed within your target and core markets. So wrapping up this interview, as you look at the end of 2021 and into Q1, Q2, 2022, what are some of your operational goals for the company?
Yeah, sure. We're really focused on opening more clinics. So, you know, as we get into Q1, Q2, 2022, we plan to have another 5 to 7 clinics. So you'll see that from us as we get those spaces and start opening them. You know, we also will be announcing another Meet Delek for 2022. It was so successful this year. We had so many people and lines around the block. We want to make sure that we announce it early and get the entire world of psychedelics in one place again. And I think you're going to see some great stuff on the science and technology side with the lab as we get, you know, deeper into developing some novel IP from Delek Labs. So those are the three things that I think will be, you know, market moving or, you know, helping people understand our forward-looking goals into 2022.
Well, with so much great news on the press wire, listeners, using those ticker symbols again, DELC on the Canadian Securities Exchange and DELCF on the OTCQB. What a great time to learn more about Delek Holdings Corp. Matt, I want to thank you for your time and your insights into your exciting company. Thanks so much from us here. We wish you the best in 2021 and in 2022 and well beyond, my friend. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You as well. For Matt Stang, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
This audio production is an original broadcast provided by Bell to Bell, B2B, and all rights are reserved. B2B is your primary destination for informative updates and exclusive interviews with executives operating in fast-moving industries.
We make market hours more informative with deep dives into the stocks on our watch list and in-depth examination of the trends guiding North American markets forward. Bell to Bell is another trusted brand under the Investor Brand Network, IBN. IBN may receive payments for corporate communication relations, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its client partners. You should assume that officers and directors of IBN or financial analysts mentioned hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, or should it be, construed as investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio interview by IBN is not purported to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used in statements of fact have been obtained from featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by IBN as to completeness and accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.